I poached the guest from our sister station. When I saw him walk in, you know, he's a rock star now, man. I see you everywhere. It seems like you're performing everywhere. Danny Loops, if you've ever been at any one of these places and seen him, so talented. How would you describe your music style?
Oh, I'm going to start with the name change.
Oh, what? How do I not know this?
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. If I wasn't poached, then, you know, you wouldn't have known this.
Right, so. Fair.
Yeah, no, it's Dan Ebanks. I'm going with the natural name.
Great.
So, yeah, that kind of changed.
Okay.
In an instant, I would say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's still the same performance, just a different name, literally. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Explain for people that have never seen you before live. You're so talented, and it feels like you've got a lot going on with one person. Tell me what you do.
I'm a live looper. I feel that this should be a completely different feel for musicians. It should be musicians and then live loopers and people who play in bands. I'm basically a person who plays in a band, but I play with myself. So I build the beats my own. I beatbox, I play the bass with my guitar, I also play the guitar itself.
Right.
And then I do live loops of my vocals, so it's literally a full band, a one-man band.
It's amazing. It sounds great, too. I don't care where the venue is. It could be somewhere on the beach or a bar or nightclub or whatever. You sound amazing. So
thanks,
it sounds
man.
Great. Tell me what's going on. And, you know, the local music scene here in the Cayman Islands, a lot of people don't know this, but I think it's alive and well. There are some very talented.
Oh, yeah.
Bubbling under, right? Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Actually, when I first left, I left 2 years ago to move to Barcelona. And one of the things that I was lacking was the live music. And I guess that was probably because...
What do you mean when you say that?
So, like, obviously, when you go out at night, you want to see live music. But there wasn't a lot of different options. Some of the music would be, you know, kind of the same. You have the local, like, legends that still, you know...
Right.
They play amazingly. You know, they do their music. They do their stuff. But sometimes when you want to go out, you want to find something completely different.
Oh, boy. Barcelona, you get 7 nights a week of a different act, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure. But when I came back, my first visit, I was surprised to see there was so much live music. There was... different types of genres. You got everything that you were looking for was really out when you left your house.
And you walk into any bar, restaurant, or karaoke, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this girl can sing.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
There are some talented ladies that are undiscovered that maybe even haven't ever played before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you got some talented dudes out there, too, man.
Right. You're exactly right. So, now, what do you have to say about these artists, by the way, that are a little frustrated? Maybe they aren't getting the type of publicity or backing by living in the Cayman Islands. You're living down here on this little island as a local artist. It's kind of hard, probably a challenge for other people to hear your music. I know I hear that from like guys like Stuart Wilson or who has got his music on all these different platforms and is touring and goes out to Jamaica and does all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you have to say about these artists that say that it's super hard in the Cayman Islands to get to cut through?
I mean, if you believe it's hard, it's going to be hard. Yeah. That's the thing. Like what you define as hard is what makes it hard. I mean, I played music for, I want to say 10 years, and 6 years ago, I quit my job and started doing music full time. It was hard at the very beginning because obviously you need to establish yourself.
Right.
But the moment you establish yourself and people start to know who you are, then you start to get gigs and you get to play a lot more. But if you keep working on your craft, when it's time for you to establish yourself, you got more than what you need.
Amen.
To get up there.
That's
so,
awesome. We're on with now Dan, is it Danny Ebanks or Dan Ebanks?
So it's Dan Ebanks.
Dan Ebanks.
Yeah, if you say it fast, it's Dan, it's like Dan Ebanks.
Dan Ebanks, exactly.
Say it all as one.
Just real quick, before we let you go, I want to plug this for people that have never seen you live. Where are you going to be playing? Do you have a consistent gig anywhere?
Yeah, I got on Mondays from, I'm going to say, 7 till 9 at Union, right over in Caymana Bay.
Great.
Back again at Caymana Bay on Saturdays for Agua, 6 to 9.
Big fun.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a really good one. It's one of my favorite ones, actually.
And I know my guys over at Holiday Inn, Darren Zucker and those guys, they adore you. They think you're awesome. You play over there every once in a while.
I play there on a Thursday every now and then. They do rotate their artists, so if you come there, you'll see a good artist anyway. So, you know, go there on a Thursday.
Awesome.
Kimpton also, same night.
Good stuff, man. God bless. And we can go out and we'll see you somewhere. And by the way, your social probably a great way for people to check out your stuff.
Yep, for sure.
Go for it. Well, how do people hit you up?
So it's very easy. If you know the last name Ebanks, then you already know how to spell half of my name. So you got dan.ebanks. So it's just short for Daniel.ebanks. So dan.ebanks. Pretty easy.
If there's anything, you know, we got a large listening audience here with this radio station. I know you're going to go next door to another large listening audience. And I'm speaking on behalf of these guys, too. If there's anything we can do to be able to help you, we're all about supporting a local artist. You got the look of a rock star, the sound of a rock star. And you know I'm a big fan of yours. So much love, brother. Thanks for popping in. Dan Ebanks now is the name. I think it's more professional.
Yep.
It's more marketable. No knock on Danny Loops, which is cool. I think... Dan Ebanks is the more of the guy that you're going to see at Madison Square Garden.
Well, yeah.
You're not going to see Danny Loops at Madison Square Garden. I don't think. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe you see either one.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's the talent, not the name.
Much love. Go see him live and support local music. Good morning.